You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders save lives when people are suffering from fentanyl overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. It passed the Senate unanimously, and now it's waiting for the president's signature. And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion. The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. The world's most powerful data center is coming to what was once Wisconsin farmland, but not without some opposition. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now, Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warn about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And a reminder to drive safely around school buses, it's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where people illegally pass. Now, law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots this week. And now a ticket for illegally passing a school bus will cost you a whole lot more. The penalty increased in 2024, so a citation will now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points on your license. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read, as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland, for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle has repeated as champ at the box office from last weekend. The film held off newcomer Him, the Jordan Peele-produced thriller that stars Marlon Wayans and Tariq Withers. Him opened with just over $13 million, about $4 million behind repeat champ Demon Slayer, which pulled in $17.5 million in its second week. The Conjuring Last Rites opened at number 3 with just under $13 million in its third week, bringing its total to $151 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Downton Abbey and The Long Walk, which both pulled in $6.3 million. Two newcomers failed to crack the top 10, and one had major star power in Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey couldn't overcome bad reviews and was a box office bomb with $3.5 million at the gate. The Senior, starring Michael Chiklis, had great reviews, but only managed $2.5 million at the box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.